Knowledge of the Holy. We live in a day and age where everyone has an opportunity to find out anything about everything. There has been an explosion of knowledge in every area of life, and a multiplication of ways and means to access that knowledge. We discover an overabundance of books and papers, magazines and journals, computers and electronic systems, audios and videos, together with a multiplicity of information about the latest e-readers, e-mails, e-teaching, e-learning, and online e-courses. No wonder the average man in the street is left reeling with sheer exhaustion. And yet the average man in the street is painfully ignorant of the God of the universe and of his Christ, who for 33 years lived on the very earth he created and went about doing good, full of grace and truth. The majority of men know little of the God who created them and of the eternal Son of God who humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And he came to earth to suffer and die as the sacrifice for their sins and the sins of the whole world, so that all who believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. It was John the Baptist that proclaimed that one stood among them whom they did not know, and yet knowledge of this Holy One of God was the key to life everlasting, for in him was the light of life, and that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness would not overcome it. In him was the key to peace and the passport to joy, and the greatest need in a world that is drowning in information is an experiential knowledge of the Holy, for only he can open the eyes of the spiritually blind. Only he can unlock the ears of the spiritually deaf. Only he can answer the deepest cry of the hurting human heart. It was the self-righteous Pharisee, Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul, the humble bondslave and servant of Christ, who discovered that his vast learning, his exemplary life, and his faultless righteousness, which was based on the law of Moses, was of no consequence, by comparison with knowing this Holy One of Israel. Indeed, everything that Paul had at once considered gain before his encounter with Jesus, he regarded as worthless by comparison with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus his Lord. It was for his sake that Paul discarded everything else, counting all his worldly privileges, academic proficiencies, and elevated position as garbage, so that he could know Christ Jesus. We live in a day and age where the presumptions and pride of the modern man in the street has all but rendered a knowledge of the Holy God of the universe and his Holy Christ as worthless and of little consequence, regarding him as a pointless pursuit by comparison with the temporal lust of the flesh, the deceitful lust of the eyes, and the presumptuous pride of life. Instead of seeking out the pure truth of the gospel of God, which alone offers light in this world of darkness, and life to all who believe, the mind of modern man has become overloaded with an overabundance of worthless information, which has blinded the mind from the glorious gospel of grace and dulled man's understanding from a knowledge of the holy. And yet, for the one that is in possession of a saving faith in the Son of God, the one who has eaten of his living bread, drunk from his rivers of delight, anchored their soul on the rock of their salvation, plumbed the depth of his living word and searched out the heavenly heights of his gospel of grace, have taken the first steps on an everlasting journey into a true knowledge of the Holy.